Hello.
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 Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a question concerning.
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities, and we would like to include your opinion. Do you have the time to help us complete a survey today?
How long do you think it'll take?
Probably less than 5 minutes, like 3.
Okay, I can handle that.
Okay, so am I speaking with Guy Depek?
Yes.
Thank you. To start, how many years have you worked in the missionary industry? 3, 10 years?
I have been in it for 40 years.
40 years?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it plaster?
Bricklaying.
On the last job, did you work on, were you at improver, finisher, helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, foreman?
Journey level and foreman.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
I am currently working in our union office.
Okay.
I am a field rep.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed? Or that is, well, you're unable to find work, when you wanted to work, or over the past 12 years, months in the craft, if any?
Oh, maybe a month or two.
Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No, I have not.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I would say more.
Okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and the jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment now than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
I would have to think less.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2-3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I'm going to say stay about the same.
Okay. We're almost done, I promise. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Something else, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job, like unsafe power tools, careless job on the people on the job, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID, dust?
I would say careless people on the job.
Careless people, okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And was this online, in person?
In person.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Like, if you can give me the answer yes or no on picketing.
Did you say picketing?
Yes, picketing. I'm sorry. It's kind of little, right?
No.
No, okay. Union organizing?
Yes.
Political canvassing?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I can't answer that one because I'm a union official now.
Oh. Okay, all right. Now, changing the subject to the word to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news. Sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, so please rank these those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from. Okay, so on your neighbor or friends and neighbors.
I would say 5.
Okay. Let's see. All right. And cable news.
Probably 1.
Okay. And local TV news programming.
Also 1.
Radio.
Probably 5.
Okay. The internet or social media?
5.
Print or online newspaper?
5.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, well, thank you so much for your participation. The survey, we have concluded the survey. You have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye-bye.